so easy. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We're going to do something different today. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you after the word. Thank you, guys. Praise the Lord. We're going to get your faith up a little bit, and then we're going to pray. Ah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Well, I tell you what, everybody just stand back up for just a minute. Stand back up. Get some exercise. Stand back up. You can do it. Okay. Now, everybody standing? Okay. Everyone who's already voted, sit down, please. Okay, now the rest of y'all, go vote early.
Amen.
I'm not trying to boss you around, but Jesus said. They're telling us we need to vote early. So will you do it? Get over. Okay. You may be seated. And Caden, you can't vote yet, but praise God. He will, and he'll vote rightly. Amen. I wanted to wait and minister healing a little bit later because God has some things that he wants to say to us that I believe will impact the way you receive today. And so we're just going to go ahead and get out there online and do what we usually do, and then we'll come around to whatever, however the Lord wants us to minister healing today. First of all, we're going to receive our offering, but I would tell all of the ushers just to stay seated because this is a very long offering word. Deb had me print it out for her. She's so excited about it. She said it's a mini book, and it could be. And so the Lord had me go down this trail, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you get this today, you're going to get your harvest. All of it. If you get what I'm telling you today, wealth is going to come into your hands. Because I have a fresh revelation about it. And if you're sitting there saying, well, I doubt it, well, then you won't. But if you want it, then receive this word because it's good. Go over to Isaiah 54 verse 10. This is fresh off the Holy Ghost. And we're going to get it. John, will you turn the blizzard off for me, please, sir? Thank you, Lord. Isn't it so wonderful? He doesn't even have to get up. He can just push a button on his phone. And glory to God. Isaiah 54:10. You there? Can y'all hear me good? Everybody good? Praise the Lord. And Lord, you can just interrupt whenever you want to, because this is yours. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace. Say that. Covenant of my peace. The covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that has mercy, that hath, or has already has mercy on you. Okay? Covenant of peace. See that? Covenant of peace. Now, y'all know covenant. If you're watching today and it's new, you're going to have to go back and study it because it takes hours and hours to teach covenant. But covenant is actually a blood sworn oath, isn't it? It's when you make an agreement and you make an agreement with words. And in back in the old days, it was blood sworn. The Eastern people understand it better than we do. And so, when God swore, he swore by himself because there was no greater. You know, people, see, when you go to court, you swear on the Bible, or you used to. I don't know if they do anymore. Or people, you say, I swear on my mother's grave or whatever. But God swore by himself because he is the greatest. Amen. And so, he was his own covenant representative with Abraham, was he? And Abraham had a part to play, but God actually did most of it. Remember, he said, sit back over here and I'll do the figure eight and walk between the pieces and where the blood was and everything. So he came in. Now, I can't preach that to you right now, but go back and study that. But what we know now is we're in the new. See, it wasn't Old Testament, New Testament. It's Old Covenant, New Covenant. Those are the real words. And they testify of the covenant. But what we know we have now is that Jesus is our covenant representative, right? So we chose Jesus. He's our representative. God represent, the Father represents himself, and neither one of them can fail.
Amen.
So this is good, right? Okay. So, that's good news for us.
Yes.
Now, when the tribes in the east made covenant, they had ceremonies, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my time, church, because I want you to get this.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a wedding ceremony. You know, do you, Larry take Jesse? Do you, Jesse take Larry? Remember though, all those things. Some of you, I've actually done your weddings and we said those things. How many of y'all did your wedding in here? Look at there. Quite a few. Praise the Lord. All right. So, you made a covenant. Now, in the old days, when tribes got together, they would have a covenant ceremony. They did it in the ravine type thing. And they would trade weapons. They would trade tools. They would trade coats. And guess what? They traded names. They would put the name on the end, just like Lori. Let's see. Was Lori a Mayfield? She's a Mayfield, but now she's a Rudman, right? Okay. Y'all know Larry, Randy's last name, don't you? So, so she's a Rudman now. Okay. So, they traded names. Got it?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So we have the name of Jesus now. Amen. We have God's name. We have all of his names. Amen. So, here's the thing. Once you got involved there, everything, listen to me, everything that was Art's became Amanda's. And Amanda said, amen. Is that right? Everything, when you're married, everything that is your husband's is yours, and everything that is yours is his, including your bodies. That's the truth. That's what the Bible says. So covenant is so important. And so, in those days, if you break covenant, you died. Jesus died for us already because he knew we would mess it up. Okay. And we would have, and it already has been messed up. But now we're empowered by grace to keep covenant. So when we do have a part, when God shows us some things to do, then we have the grace to do it. Would you agree with that? Okay. And then if we mess up, we have a covenant of mercy. But you get right back on and you do what you do and you do it right. You do the package deal. All right. So, I want to make sure I'm telling you everything I want to tell you. I don't want to leave anything out. Thank you, Lord. Because I'm already see that I'm running way ahead here. All right. So, here's the deal. You still participate. You participate. There's things you do so that God's side of the covenant, listen to me, God's side of the covenant can be employed.
Right.
You do something so God's side of the covenant will come on the scene.
Right.
That's the way God works. He just doesn't do it. If he just did it, we'd all already be out of here.
Yeah.
He has to have your participation because you have a free will. Even as a Christian, you have a free will.
That is right.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, our covenant partner has to do something if the other one does.
Yeah.
Now you remember, God had to give his son. So he asks someone else to give their son, Abraham. Take Isaac, right? Now he took Isaac, and Isaac actually got resurrected a little bit before he actually died because Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Are you walking with me? You're gonna catch it in a minute. Really good. Provided the sacrifice because he swears by himself. Okay. So they, he had to do it so God could do it with Jesus. Whatever, Mac does, Ronnie's involved in it. Maybe she doesn't go to work with him, but I mean, in life together, they do the same things together. And so in covenant partnership, there is a give and take flow there. Now, so, covenant of peace. Let's talk about that. We know that words and actions are required in covenant. So covenant of peace. The Hebrew word for peace is
shalom.
And we know that it means the power to destroy authority attached to chaos. When you look at it, Danny gave me this bracelet. I always preach in it. And Jesse gave me this one. I always preach in these two bracelets. And Toby gave me this, and Deb gave me this. Anyway, somebody gave me everything. But so this says shalom on it, and each letter represents something in the alphabet. And so it means the power to destroy the authority that's connected to chaos. But if we just, let's just go basic instead of that. What do we say shalom means? Nothing missing. Nothing broken. So let's settle on that right now.
Yeah.
So then a covenant of peace would mean a covenant of nothing missing, nothing broken.
Yeah.
Walk with me. Okay. So nothing missing, nothing broken. Hey, I have a news flash for y'all. Just in case you don't know, married people don't keep their finances separated.
Amen. Yep. That's right.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Now, you may have different accounts, but you don't let the other one run out.
Right.
You see, come on.
Yeah.
Y'all can't be that far out. I have mine and she has hers. Baloney. Yeah. Now, you may put them in different accounts, but if one needed something to pay a bill, you'd help, right? I mean,
exactly.
Y'all get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. There's people who have so many accounts, you know. Praise God. Some people have a tithing account. They tithe to that account before they tithe.
Wow.
Amen. That's good. Anyway, so that is the news flash. I hope you got that. So whatever is his is hers. This is going to matter in a minute. Okay. Whatever is hers is his. So that truck that you drive is actually, Jesse can drive it too. Well, that car that she has actually, you can drive it too. Those mules that you have, actually, Jesse could ride Henry too. You see where I'm going with it? It's like, all right, I see Jesse out there now. But whatever it is, they're having fun. So if you have the blender, you don't say, well, that's Art's blender. And this is Amanda's mixer. It's part of the household. Are y'all getting where I'm going with this? It's mixed together because there's covenant.
Right.
Those children, it's not your son, which we feel like that sometimes. I remember saying that, your son. But no, they belong to you both. Now, so that's what God does. That's the point I want to get over to you. Whatever is his is yours.
Amen.
Whatever is his is yours. And whatever is yours is his.
Amen.
So here's the thing about God. He doesn't run out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so let me show you something. Here's the part you got to get this. This is a dollar and it's mine, but I'm going to give it away. Okay. So God gave it to me. I have servant ownership. In other words, if he wants it, I give it, but because we're in the same account, but I'm just going to give this dollar away. Okay. You should put your hand up there. So here, take that right there. So, okay. I gave that. My dollar's missing. My dollar's missing from me now. Come on, church, wake up.
Yeah.
Nothing missing. Nothing broken. It can't. Oh, you got it quick. I didn't set that up. I promise you I didn't. So when that dollar started missing,
yeah.
The eyes of the Lord began to run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He began to say, her dollar's missing. Put it back. Put it back. Put it back. Put it back. Did you read my notes? Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Yeah.
Good measure. So it's not going to be that I get back a dollar. Woo!
Yeah.
I didn't set this up. I swear I didn't call anybody.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I got the dollar back and I got money. Glory to God. Y'all are getting it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Woo!
Look at God.
Now that's how God is right there. So, thank you. Praise the Lord. So here's the thing you got to get about that right there. We'll get it later. It's running over. God. Oh, well, thank you. It can't stay missing. It can't.
It can't. It's the
Lord. Lori. I left my wallet at home. You buy the gas. It can't stay missing. It can't stay. Now, everybody that gave, it can't stay missing. It can't stay missing. So just believe that, because right now the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to bring back what you sowed, what you gave, whatever it is. And listen, even on top of that, there's harvest going on, but I mean, it just can't. I mean, it has to. Listen, if the body of Christ hadn't responded today, the eyes of the Lord would have run out into the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And somebody out there would have either given me a job or paid me back or given me a raise, or I have some other interest, another business, and it would have made more money. So it can't stay missing, church. So every time you sow a seed from now on, say, oh, nothing missing, nothing broken. Okay. Y'all are so smart. Praise the Lord. All right. So I just pass on through all these notes. 30, 60, 100-fold return. Okay, we'll count it. It's probably 100-fold right there. So the covenant partner cannot leave it undone.
Yeah.
So he goes to the family of God, then he goes to the world. Yeah. So then it came back to me as Ronnie's already preached. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Okay, Pastor George says men ran over, and they did.
Yeah.
See? So, but now, let's bump it up. I'm going to count this and then I'll tithe.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, then I'll tithe. Okay. So then what happens? Because my tithe went out. Now here, listen to this though. I'm giving to God what is His.
Yeah.
So that was His part. Now He spends it on me. How? In the church setting, buildings, lights, chairs, pastor, staff, insurance, sound, everything that we pay for, fixing things up, whatever it is, giving. But also, covenant partner has to fix something broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So if it's broken and you're a tither, or if you lose your phone, it'll come back to you because it can't be missing and it can't be broken. So if the tractor's broken, the tractor needs to get fixed. If the car is broken, the car needs to get fixed. If the leg is broken, the leg needs to get fixed. Whatever is broken, if a relationship is broken, it needs to get fixed. Because our covenant partner says, that can't be broken. I have a covenant and I keep my side of it. That can't be broken. That can't be broken.
Amen.
You remember the hailstorm?
Yes.
Nothing missing, nothing broken,
that's
fixed,
right.
And then really fixed.
Yeah.
What happened? He went above. We had money left over to do all sorts of things when we got a new roof. He went above. He did more than enough. Amen. So we've always been able to rebuke the hail. This was a demonic force and we weren't ready for it. But we sure got paid back for it. And Pastor Deb's car got little pings in it. And it's a nice Lexus. And it got the little ping. And so what'd they tell her? Oh, we'll just total it and give you the money. I'm like, yes. That's wonderful. And it's a lot of money. And so she just get a new car. Nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing with dents.
Amen.
You can't have it. Can't have it.
Yeah.
Your life can't be broken.
Right.
You can't lose if you'll participate on your side. And that's the, why are you participating? Faith. Having faith in your covenant partner. Amen. Now, let's go another level. I have to pay bills and taxes. Do you? Okay, so Jesus said that the children of the kingdom are free. But, you remember he told Peter that when he went to get the money out of the fish's mouth. And so the tax money. And so I'm a kingdom citizen, but I'm an American citizen. I have dual citizenship. So the kingdom part is free, but the American part is not free. So I pay taxes and I pay my bills on time. Now, when I pay my taxes out of this, I have an account where I keep my taxes in it. Both kinds, the government and the land and all that. I'm about to write the checks. And when I write the checks, there'll be something missing. And since the kingdom is responsible for me, it's like sowing a seed.
Come on.
It's like sowing a seed. Paying taxes is like sowing a seed. Oh, sure, I'm a kingdom person, but I do live here. I'll pay. I'm ready. I'll pay. But it's a seed to me. And now it's missing from what I call my house account. We call it a house account. So it'll be missing out of there, but uh-oh, can't be missing. So that thing has to fill back up. And it's interesting, over all the years that we pay, it seems to get fuller. Interesting. It does. And the taxes went down.
Hallelujah.
Ours went down almost half. You do that little protest thing and you find out if you go ahead and put a little energy into it. Praise the Lord. Anyway, but are you with me? And so then I pay my bills, but I'm a kingdom free person. So I'm just paying PEC. I'm just sowing a seed into PEC because somebody else pays. So it's missing. So it comes back. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to tell you, you're totally supplied by God himself because he's your covenant partner. Totally supplied. And we've just been leaning back off this too much. We need to go, uh-oh, that's missing. Okay, come on. Come on, eyes of the Lord, start running to and fro. It's time for this bank account to fill back up. It's time for this to come to me. It's time for the better car. It's time for the better house. It's time for this because nothing's supposed to be missing from me because I have a covenant of peace. I have a covenant of shalom.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I told y'all this was a long offering word. And I'm not done. But you're getting it, right? Got one more thing. Praise the Lord. Covenant of peace. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Giving, tithing, fixing, replacing, paying taxes, and paying bills. God will do it. He's your covenant partner. You put it out there, he gives it back. Why, church? Why? Because he's supply. We're demand. We were put here as ambassadors.
Yes.
So he takes care of his ambassadors.
That's true.
Hey, when we got saved, we could have just boom, gone to heaven. But we didn't. We were left here for a purpose, to be ambassadors of Christ. And so we do that. And so last time I checked, the Army didn't, you didn't have to pay for your own uniform to be in the Army.
Right.
You didn't have to pay for any of your stuff.
Uh-uh.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, it's the same being an ambassador.
Right.
You go look in other countries. Go look at where they live in other countries. It's sandy and nasty all the way up, but when you get to the ambassador's place, the, what do they call them? The embassy. You get to the embassy, high fence, green grass, yeah, beautiful driveway. Why? Because it's paid for by the United States of America. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to live.
Glory.
Right.
Amen. So get over the poverty stuff.
Amen.
You're supposed to live good.
That is right.
You're supposed to have good neighbors. You're supposed to have what you need.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Lift your sights up.
Yes.
Lift your sights up. Think of what God can do.
Yeah.
And just try it next time. In fact, you're about to do that in just a second because we're going to receive the offering. And some of you have already offered.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it, say, oh, now that's missing. Come on, covenant partner.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, covenant partner. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this covenant of peace. We thank you, Lord, that our eyes are, your eyes are going to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on our behalf. We pray, Lord, that every seed that we've sown, that is, the harvest is still missing from our lives, we call for it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that covenant of shalom is working. We thank you for it, Lord, and we just kick it into gear today with a fresh commitment in the name of Jesus. And I declare your wealth is on its way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Something's missing. It's on its way. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Y'all receive that? Praise the Lord. I think that's a mini book. Y'all think so? I think the body of Christ could use that. Amen. You got to get a picture. You got to get a picture of what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for these great ushers. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. This is where other people have a song and we don't. You want me to sing for you? You don't want me to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just do what God tells us to do. We don't have to have the special. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for all the tithers and givers. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You can give via text message to VCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link. Complete your gift. Call it missing and get it back in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Stay over there in Isaiah and just go to Isaiah 53:3. Here's your next revelation. You're going to like this. Hallelujah. By the way, John, I thank you for coming up here and fixing the electricity. Your blessing. Appreciate you. Glory to God. One of the guys actually nailed through our electric and John came and fixed it. Simple fix, but he knew how to do it easy. Praise the Lord. All right, Isaiah 53:3. Are you there? All right, it's up there. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or even esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Okay? Now, this is the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. And he had many great things to say, but in these chapters, 52, 53, 54, he is speaking about and to the redeemed. He's talking to the redeemed. He's speaking way ahead. He's prophesying to the redeemed, and we're familiar with that. So we can see that same covenant that we just talked about in action. It's in action here too. Jesus took everything sin produced, okay, and then tremendous blessing was released upon us. He took it. He dealt with us. Your sin has been dealt with forever and ever. It's a done deal. Jesus paid. Amen. So why did Jesus pay such a price? Well, in short, he paid it so that you could become the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. So we talked a lot about righteousness, and you guys know what it is, and you know all about it. So I'll go short on that and just say a couple of things. But the fact is we need to be righteous conscious and not sin conscious all the time. That's why we don't need a preacher all the time getting up and telling you, you sinner, you sinner, you sinner, you're bad, you're bad. You don't need that. You need to realize that Jesus paid for those sins and that you're the righteousness of God. And when you do that and you have this nature on you, you're able to move forward and you will do a whole lot less bad stuff. Amen. I'll just cut it short and say that. And so we live out what we think about. Is that right? You're going to live out what you think about. So if you think about being sick all the time, you're going to be sick all the time. If you think about being well, you're going to be well, especially if you talk it. You have to talk it because words fight thoughts. Thoughts won't fight thoughts. You have to talk to yourself and you have to talk to it. You did. What did it say? Talk about the mountain. It said, speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Okay. So there are things we understand about being the righteousness of God. I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures. This is Romans 5:19. It says, for by as one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So one man got me in and one man got me out. Okay, that's simple. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he hath or has already made him to be sin for us. Talk about Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. So, church, listen to me. You don't just have righteousness. You are righteous. You're right. You're right. That's what you can say. You're in right standing. Okay? So Jesus didn't break you out of jail and you're on the lam. You're free. You're free. You got a good reputation now. You're free. Praise the Lord. Live up to it. Now, so you're in right standing. This isn't based on your behavior. It's based on the free gift. Amen. Amen. So, but there's something new that I want you to pick up in this today. And it's this, and Miss Lynn mentioned this to us. Righteousness is not an experience.
That's good.
Righteousness is not an experience. It's you taking on the nature of God. You're taking on his nature. You're like him. How many of y'all think Bo looks like Larry and Jesse? He has their nature. Baby girl right there, taking notes right there. She looks like her mother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our kids look like us, and some of them act like us. My kid acts like me. He's amazing. We have the same joking stuff. We like to mess with people. And he's just like that. And then if you look at his hands are an exact cross between mine and his dad's. Exactly. But he acts like me. I mean, he does things that are just like me. It's just amazing. And you're like, yeah, that's my kid. He is my nature. Amen. He's such a beautiful person. Amen. Because of Jesus. So, so here you are. You're legally free. You're in right standing, but it's not an experience. It's the nature of the Father. So what is the nature of the Father? We are masters. Jesus, they called him master. He mastered everything. He mastered the weather. He mastered sickness. He was head over it. He took authority over it. And that's who you are, see. You have that same nature. So I don't mean like a slave master. I mean like you're a master of what you do. Remember LaDonna? We just saw her.
Yes.
So she's a master of playing the violin. You remember Doyle?
Yes.
He's a guitar master, right?
Yes.
And so Brother Hagen mastered faith.
Yes.
Brother Copeland mastered prosperity.
Yes.
And faith. And then there are our golf masters,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
In fact, don't they call one of the things the masters?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So they're masters. And so ball players and painters. And one of the masters painted something for us right there. And so we have this nature. And we're like him. We are a righteous master.
Wow.
That's who we are. And so we used to have a sin nature, but we don't have a sin nature anymore.
Amen.
We have the nature of God. Now, with your flesh, you do some stuff sometimes, but your nature of your spirit, in your spirit, you're righteous. You're a master. Now, go over to Isaiah 54:14 right there. Just go a little further there. I want to show you this. Listen, we dominate every evil force.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We dominate every evil force when we're up on our game.
Yes.
Because the masters don't get out of the car and run out on the field and start playing.
Right.
They get out there and they're batting and throwing and catching and, you know, they're warming up and they're doing the basics.
True.
They do the basics over and over and over and over. They keep doing them, and that's what makes them good. Amen. That's why we do the basics over. Like, yeah, we just get tired of hearing that God is good, and you got to put it in your mouth and speak it out. Hey, put it in your heart and speak it out your mouth. You get tired of hearing that. Those are the basics. They're the basics. You got to put the word in your heart,
yep.
Speak it out your mouth.
That's right.
You can't just put it in your heart. You can't just speak it out your mouth. You got to put it in your heart and speak it out your mouth. Put it in your heart. That's what we do. We're throwing the ball. We're throwing the ball. We're catching the ball. We're saying that over and over and over because by next Sunday, you need to hear it again.
Yeah.
You need to hear, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
You need to hear that devil's going down.
Yeah.
And if the church would have stayed on that, we wouldn't have seen these last years like we've seen. But we didn't because we didn't become masters of this stuff. We didn't become masters of our spiritual authority.
Wow.
And that's what we need to be masters of right now. And even though you know who's going to win, you better be ready to pray and make sure he gets all the way to the inauguration and all the way through. And he's not the savior. We need an awakening of God on top of all that. No matter who's in there, we need that. So we got to stay on our game.
Amen.
Anyway, that was free, but praise the Lord. So 54:14. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. That sounds good. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Far from oppression. Far from oppression. How do I do that now? In righteousness?
Yeah.
Be established. That's how you're going to do it. And what do the masters do? Once again, practice.
Yeah.
You practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, established is to be on firm, permanent basis.
Yeah.
I'm established.
Yeah.
You would probably say of me that I'm established that God is good. There's no way you're going to get it off of me. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and he looked at me and he said, "This isn't God's fault." And I said, "You're right. He's established that God is good. And no matter what happens, he's not going to go back and decide to blame it on God." I could sense that about one of my friends. Okay. Now, so you get established in this stuff. So you need to get a revelation. Look at verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Well, there it is. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Now, stay with me because this is about to get really cool. I'm going to tell you something you may not have ever heard before. They shall gather against you, and you know it isn't God. It's the enemy. Okay. The enemies of the people of God will gather, not under God's direction. Mm-hmm. But it said, shall fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now this is what I want to show you. This is very interesting in the Hebrew. Because we would and we could say, they've gathered against me, but they will not succeed. Right? We could say that and they'll be overthrown. And that's true. That's okay to say this here. It's good and it's true. They're coming down and we're having justice.
Yes.
That's what you would say about someone who's letting the devil use them to be your enemy. We're really just talking about the devil, but I'll get to that in just a second. But you're saying this injustice is over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the interesting thing. It says, they shall fall for thy sake. There's a real rendering of this, and it's not that. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, the rendering is this. They shall fall unto thee. They'll fall into you. They'll fall into you. Now what? They'll fall into me? Yeah, they'll throw down their weapons and join you. See it?
Yeah.
That's better than just justice of somebody getting wiped out because they smarted off to you.
Right.
This way, they throw down their weapon and they get saved.
Yes.
Yeah.
They find out that you were telling them the truth. That's way better. They'll throw down their weapon and say, you know what? Y'all were right. This stuff's right. Have we seen that this last year? Have we seen that in America where people said, man, I thought this was the right way to go. I thought this was good, but this is not the right way to go. I'm joining over here and I've been this all my life, but I'm coming over here. What's happening? They're falling in. They're falling in. That's much better. You're like, well, I don't like it. I want them to have to pay for it. Well, you didn't have to pay for it.
Boom.
Yeah, let's settle for them getting saved and us having justice. And if they won't, then okay, justice. If that evil person is just trying to get you, okay, justice. They'll get removed from being around you.
Yeah, they will.
Because the anointing removes burdens.
Yes, it does.
The anointing on my life will push people further back and further back and further back away from me, and I don't even have to do anything. They'll just get further back and further back. And so, you know, the ones that are close to me are the ones that love me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm speaking for all of us. All right. That's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So I get what we're going to get what we want. The devils will totally fall and be punished. But for people, the greater is that they would repent and come to God. That's so much bigger. Now, look at verse 16. Now, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. Now, there's two thoughts on this. The first thought, and the one I always looked at, was that God is comforting his people who are surrounded with instruments of war. And he's protecting them. And I think that's great. I receive that. To me, it was kind of like he said, all right, I created him in the first place. I created him in the first place. I'll take care of him. That's kind of how it sounded to me. But Pastor Lynn brought on something different. And our eyes went, poof. And so I wanted to bring it to you, too. Praise the Lord. Are y'all still listening?
Yeah.
We are the greater power. We are you ready? The waster.
Yeah.
We are the master.
Yeah.
We are the one with the authority.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind what we said. We want people to throw down their weapons. We're talking about spiritual authority over principalities, over powers, over rulers of darkness, over small demons, big demons, low-level devils, whatever. We have authority over them. And when you have authority over devils, then it will affect people. Amen. Church, the reason why we have in the world, while there's communism and Marxism and stuff like that, is because people all got on, began to believe propaganda and got into the same thought. And so then strongholds are built. That's the same thing with the people that believe interesting things about their bodies. And I don't have to go into all that, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. People that believe they're of this persuasion and that persuasion and all those kind of things, or want to change and all that. That people just, by talking and putting out stuff, they made that stuff trending. They made it trendy.
Yeah.
It's just trending. Ask people that drive the buses. They'll tell you, it's trendy. The kids think it's trendy to do these things. See? Well, and I mean, you can, you know, watch commercials. And like I told you before, that guy that's so suave, he looks like Jesse Hernandez. And he says, if you drink this kind of beer, you will be successful. Well, we know that's stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry. But it's true. People look at that and just fall for it. Snoop right now is selling a stove. And he says, y'all buy it because I'm Snoop. I looked at it online. It really is a good stove. But you see what I'm... It is. It doesn't smoke or anything. I don't know what you call them. They're good stoves, and we're actually looking for prizes for the chili cook-off. So Patty wanted something to cook s'mores on, so we were looking at it. But I thought, well, Snoop said it was. I'll go look, you know. Yeah. Okay. But so what happens is you get into this collective thought, and people start believing lies.
Yeah.
Way deeper than the stove, okay? I mean, so what if we just got collective? What if the Church of the Living God just had collective thought? What if we all realize that we're masters? What if we all realize that we can speak to a devil and that devil has to leave? What if we put that in our heart and spoke it out our mouth and believe God for who we are?
Yeah, amen.
We're world changers.
That's right.
That's who we are. We're world changers.
We are.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So you got that right. We're masters. Now look at verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants. Yeah, I just got that. Thank you. He just told me something. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. So any weapon of the enemy that is trying to be formed against me is rendered useless. That's what that says, rendered useless. Now I thought of this, and I thought, oh, I probably don't want to use that as an example. And the Lord said, no, use that, because it's about righteous indignation. So I'm going to use it, the color purple.
Okay,
the man beat his wife, and he was just a real nasty guy, you know. And she finally, who was she? She wasn't Suge. She was Seely. So Seely one day had enough. The church has had enough.
Right.
And Seely put her two fingers up like this and said, till you do right by me. Well, she was cursing him. That's not what I'm doing, so to speak. I will the devils. But all of a sudden, his life fell apart. Remember the book? Did you read the book? Okay, so his life fell apart. Well, this is what I'm saying with that, because the Lord told me, I said, in righteous indignation, no devil. Back off. Get out. Get off my kids. Get off my stuff. Get off my body. Get out of the church. Get off of America. Get off of the people that believe in stupid stuff around me.
Yeah.
I use my habitational authority. No, devil, no.
Amen. Well, it's so good.
I just don't know what's wrong. Everything's just falling apart because you got the devil running around you. What did the scripture say? Resist him. He comes around like a roaring lion. He's going to try to say something to you. He's going to put thoughts in your mind. He's going to try to give you a pain somewhere or do something. Or somebody will do a touch foul and you already have a rejection problem. So you start freaking out about it. Or whatever. You're standing in the mirror. Nobody loves me. Or whatever it is. Or, you know, the devil like, you shouldn't be going to that church over there. It's out of order. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That's what he does. And then he builds a case, but then he turns against you. He'll get you going, all this stuff, and then he'll turn you in. That's what he does. Look at that sister over there. She's looking fine. Yeah, her husband won't notice. Go over there and say something to her. Now, I know none of y'all do that, but this is what happens to people. And so, people don't end up in the bed. They think their way to there. Just like Creflo used to say, how did I get in this bed? How did I get in this bed? This is not my wife. Remember he used to say that? The idea is you didn't get there. You said, and then the devil started working on you. And then they started talking to you. And then she looked your way. That's how he does. You have to be keen to him. Well, I guess it would be all right if we did this one part, make this one part legal. And maybe we could do this, and maybe they're right about this, and I'm going to have to vote for this because my children are involved in this, and I would feel bad if people, you see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to vote Bible because I have this person over here in my, no. See, that's all the stuff that the devil tries to do. That's what he's trying to do. You're a master. Kick him out.
Amen.
Kick him out.
Yes.
Well, I seem to be losing money. Kick him out. Kick him out.
Amen.
Tell him to go. All right. Now, when the tongues are rising up against you, just say that. I silence that tongue in Jesus' name. My fathers and the Lord used to say this, and I've said it a few times. Don't bump up against my anointing. You're like, well, you sure are being forceful. Yes. In righteousness. In righteousness. In righteous indignation. Not against people. We love people. We love all people. No matter what they're doing. And we understand that in America, you don't have to be a Christian. And you can worship the way you want to. And so we still love the people. We wish they were Christians. But they have a right to be whatever religion they want to be. In America. Y'all got quiet on that one. It's the truth. It's the truth. They can be, and that's part of our Constitution. We get to do what we want to do. They need to leave us alone about it. We'll leave them alone about it. We don't have, neither one of us have to shove anything down anybody's throat. You don't need to spend your life trying to help me think. Like you. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm saying that to any of us. Praise the Lord. All right. If you just see it my way, I'd have a victory. You have the victory anyway, y'all. Y'all have the victory. It doesn't matter if they see it your way or not. It doesn't matter. We have family members that disagree with us. They just disagree with us. You know what? We still love them. We love them anyway. It doesn't have anything to, it doesn't have to come between us. Well, y'all believe. I have a relation that believes miracles have passed away. And I'm totally surprised at it. A person wasn't raised that way at all, but they decided to get in a church like that. And now they believe all this strange stuff. But you know what? Still love them.
That's right.
Still love them. Still love them. The poor Palestinians. We still love the people, but they don't understand. They need to read the Bible. They need to read the Bible. But you know what's going to happen? We're masters. We're masters. We're not only masters to rebuke, we're masters to pray.
Amen.
And we can pray and help people see the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. And they will. They will. I'm watching people every day go, oh, I see now. And listen, if you know someone who needs help with understanding Israel and the situation, go look at the Autumn Assembly, the 3 o'clock service, and go past the graduation, and you will hit the most perfect teaching you've ever heard on Israel.
Wow.
Starts at the beginning, tells it to the end, and anybody in the world can see how clear and how perfect this is. It is just totally right. It was just amazing me to watch her do that. After all the service, she's 85. She got up there and taught that thing. I'm talking about Miss Billy. It was amazing. That girl is the Battery Bunny. What's his name?
Ever Ready
Bunny. All right. Battery Bunny. That's kind of cool. Okay. So let's finish. So listen, anything from a lawsuit to gossip. Anything. Anything from a lawsuit to gossip. Any tongue that's rising. Anything that's saying you owe when you don't owe. Anything that's saying you're bad. Anything that's saying you need to quit. Anything that's, whatever it's saying, you're free. John, I need the blizzard. Hot. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Are y'all hot up here? Sorry. I'm working today. All right. So the accuser of the brethren uses people and himself to try to condemn you in the courts of heaven. You have authority over what comes from those words, and you have a very good lawyer in the court of heaven. It's Jesus himself, and the judge is your daddy.
Yes.
All right. We're going to finish with this. Whether you've done something wrong or not, plead the blood.
Amen.
Make much of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
The blood has the life and the light of the Zoe life of God in it.
Yes.
The blood is your protection.
Yes.
The blood says, plead doesn't mean, I plead. It means, Your Honor, I state my case. The blood.
Yep.
That's what it means.
Yep.
And he goes, you've won. You win the case because the blood paid already.
That's right.
If you went to pay a fine and you'd already paid it and you showed them you'd already paid it, they would go, you're out of here. Show them you already paid it. You plead the blood.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, this is the last verse. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So this is your heritage or your inheritance or your birthright. Your inheritance is protection from God at all times. And now see, the righteousness is of me. He's saying that. And then back to having the nature of being right. Here's what I wanted to point out to you and say to you as we're closing today on this part of the service. And that is, if you are going to practice any skill and sharpen any skill in this time frame in life, I would highly recommend that you sharpen your prayer life.
Yeah.
Your prayer life.
Yeah.
And that it wouldn't just be mind or soul prayers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Lord, I'm here today and thank you for meeting all my needs, and dear Lord, baby Jesus, thank you for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, that's all great, but I'm talking about being a watchman.
Yeah.
I'm talking about paying attention. And you don't have to spend hours on your knees to do this. Just start paying attention. You'll go, in the name of Jesus, or pray for so-and-so. I was in the garden, and the Lord said, pray for the Pentagon. And I prayed for it, and the next day, boom, news popped out. I was like, okay, it's that easy. Just stay on a level where you're tuned in.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Just keep your place in the Spirit. Just keep your place in the Spirit, and you'll be aware if there's a problem around you.
That's right.
You'll be aware, and you can take care of it. You'll be aware when it's a lie and when it's not a lie. You will be aware if you just keep your place. But sharpen that tool, church. Just sharpen that tool right now. We are in those days. And become a master. Become a master. Be a master of prayer. And so you have this righteous place. You are a master. And this is what God's looking for. Ezekiel 22:30 says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. But now he's found some. Now he's found some, and we can make up that hedge. We can pray for the president. We can pray for a hedge around his life. We can, listen, nothing happens without prayer. You get in your car, you declare, I plead the blood, top to bottom, side to side, bumper to bumper, all working parts. Nothing's missing out of my car. Nothing's going to fall apart. It's all going to work. Today's going to be a good day. I plead the blood of Jesus over it. Yeah. Start saying these things, because you'll get down the road. There's a few times I didn't say something and there were some incidents.
Yeah.
But here's what you're doing. Go over to Ephesians 1. We'll go here and we'll close. If you don't know anything else, start knowing this. Mm-hmm. Here's the Apostle Paul and he's praying. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm on verse 17, 1:17, Ephesians 1:17, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, I just thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of you, the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of my calling. If I'm praying for Gabe that day, I might say, Lord, I thank you that Gabe is enlightened about the hope of his calling today.
Yeah.
You're like, well, do you pray for them? I do. I pray for them and call out their names,
yeah.
Your children's names. I call out your children's names. Amen. And they're on different days. Some day it's Journey. Some day it's Gabe. Some day it's Theodore. Whoever it might be. And those of you that have older children, I just say they're children. Amen. Praise the Lord. But anyway, let's go on. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? So understand, you have power. We're masters. We have power. Now, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. The same power,
yes,
that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me. There's the nature we're talking about. That same power is in me. Okay, so which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And now here's the part. Set him at his own righteous hand, his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above. Say far above.
Far.
All principality and power and might and dominion. Far above. You're a master over all these things. Every name that is named. Marxism, communism, whatever the threat would be. Poverty, lack,
yes,
sickness, disease, whatever it is, rebellion,
yes,
whatever it is, ignorance.
Yeah. Amen.
Have authority over it.
Yeah.
You have authority over it. All right. So, everything that is named, not in this world, but also in that which is to come. You can get ahead. Start laying out the tracks. Pray for your future. Pray for our future. Pray for America's future. Pray for this church future. Amen.
Yeah.
And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So, who are his feet? We are. We're the body. He's the head. We're the body.
Right.
So where's the enemy?
Under
the feet, the lowest place. Okay. So the first part here, you're praying that you get a revelation of this. This is the revelation. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he made him sit in the highest place of authority possible. Over all principality and power. He put everything under his feet. That's who we are. All the powers are under our feet. So every morning, You get up. Dear Father, thank you. I thank you, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come to earth, Lord. We declare heaven on earth around our place. We declare heaven on earth. And then you say this, and Father, thank you for the authority you gave me. I'm a master of righteousness. And you say this, so from my high seat of authority. And you start there every day. From my high seat of authority, I declare there will be no tragedy, no accident, no sickness, no disease, no perversion, no invasion, no inflammation, no insurrection, no trouble, no sorrow, no disaster of any kind. And then I say this, I plead the blood of Jesus over Toby and Megan, Carter, Asher and Caleb, Jesse and Clint, me and Deb, Anchor and Victory, Holler, Dollar, Brim, Copeland, Winston, Savelles, Dufresne's, Haggies and Hammonds. So that covers all of y'all and all the people we're partners with. Amen.
Yeah.
And then I go on from there for whatever the Lord tells me to do. You, that works.
Yeah.
Now you do your own, but you should at least say this, from my high seat of authority. And if something gets in your way, devil, from my high seat of authority, and then go after it.
Amen.
Instead of coming in and going, I don't know why everything's broke today. I can't figure it out. Oh, yeah, you can figure it out. It's the enemy. He's busy because he hates the word. He hates the word. He's not afraid of you. He hates the word. He tries to come and get the word. He'll try to come get this word from you. He will. He'll say, is that really true? You're just a worm. You have no authority. But you do. But you do. You do. And so we got to be sharp. I got to throw the ball to you every day. You got to throw it back to me every day. We got to do this. We got to say, from my high seat of authority. How many of y'all brush your teeth every day? Thank you. Me too. Amen. And so when you go in there in the morning and you're looking at your beautiful place in the mirror, combing your hair, getting all your makeup out and covering all this up so everybody don't have to see it. If you do that every day, you can remember to do this every day. Just make yourself a marker. Make yourself a marker. Okay. When I open the shower door, I say, from my high seat of authority. Yeah, my seat of authority is in my shower. But that's where I do it. That's where I do it every day. And I start going down the line. God doesn't care where you are. Just do it. And then when we get in the car, whoever gets there first will say, I plead the blood of Jesus, top to bottom, side to side, bumper to bumper, all working parts. And then from there we roll on. And what, of course we pray other things. You pray other things. Whatever it is you're praying about that day, you pray in the spirit. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
This will make a difference. You want to lay out tracks for your life? You want to get ahead of the future? You want to go where you want to go? Look, pray this. Lord, I'm praying about the sales I'm going to make today. I'm praying about what's going to happen today. I'm praying about this building I'm working on. I'm praying about this meeting I have to go to. And I'm going to pray about it right now. And I'm praying about it in the spirit. Or pray about it in the natural. Use the word on it. Pray into your future. Pray into your life. When you go to the voting booth. So my deal tried to stop on me. It tried to stop. I had to roll back. And so pray before you go in there. Take authority over that thing. John said, I'm getting mine. I'm taking a picture of it and I'm keeping my number. They're not cheating me out of my vote. I was like, now that's the righteous indignation. I'm not losing who I am. Y'all received this today?
Yes.
You're masters.
Yes.
You have a covenant with God. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You win.
Amen.
Yeah, I just heard the Lord say this, so I'm going to say it to you. What do you want?
Okay.
I'm still agreeing with you.
Absolutely.
You have it. Because it's missing.
It is.
You've already sowed seed for it. So it has to show up. So, Lord, whoever has it, whoever has the money for it, and however has it, it has to come, in Jesus' name, we're settled. That. Did you notice that she immediately knew what she wanted?
Yeah, right on the front.
That's how you have to go, I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, come on.
You're like, well, she didn't, what does she need that for? Well, if you have that kind of attitude, you need to come to church way more often. We want the best. Because we represent a good God. We don't want her driving up here with something being held together with baling wire. Amen. We want her looking good.
Amen.
She looks good. She needs to drive good.
That's right.
So how many of you, when God just said that to us, you immediately knew what? Okay. I agree with you in Jesus' name. You immediately know. Immediately. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you today. We thank you for your word. Father, I pray for the internet audience. Today we pray nothing missing, nothing broken. We pray that they are masters, righteous masters over the enemy today. And we thank you, Lord, that the enemy will drop their weapon and take our side in Jesus' name. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Now, if you need prayer for your body, come on up here.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to pray. Jesse, come. Deb, come. Art, you come help us too, please. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you've heard it. You've got it. Whatever the weapon is has to leave right now in Jesus' name. Leaving right now because you are healed in Jesus' name. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. We'll start with Janet right here. Okay. Point of contact. Okay. Ready? Jesus' name, we thank you for the anointing. Thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, healed. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, take it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. God wants you whole. God wants you whole today.
Through her body, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is it today. Normal. Go to normal in Jesus' name. This is the richest time of your life. The enemy's just trying to mess with you. You're healed in Jesus' name. Go to normal in Jesus' name. Go to normal. You obey me, body. You go to normal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What are we praying? What are we praying for? Are you hurt? Huh? You
don't know what it is, but it needs to go.
Okay, just don't feel it. Okay. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Pray with us, church. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Feel it? Okay. Jesus healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah, there it went, right there. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Ooh, glory. Good receiving. Thank you, Lord.
Top of my head, the soles of my feet, and I got my hands on my husband's shoulders.
Okay. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Words that are like a surgeon's scalpel. Precision words to speak from your high seat.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. The weapon is gone. No more.
Thank you for it, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for it, God. Aramaso.
Father, thank you for the stem cells. Thank you for the stem cells going where they need to go in Jesus' name. Go where you need to go. Heal what you need to heal in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You good? Okay. In the name. Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name. In the name.
Thank you, Lord.
Healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Is there, they're trying to call it something?
No, no, I just fell the other day.
Just, okay. Oh, you fell. Okay.
My computers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Regeneration.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That everybody? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the healer. Talk to those stem cells. You know what a stem cell is? A stem cell is it's a cell in your body that goes out and it becomes whatever it needs to be. And it'll go to the place. It's kind of like a road crew. It'll sense what's wrong in your body and it'll go to it. It'll go to that spot and it'll heal it, and then they'll go back to where they, so you want your stem cells to be just really moving good. So pray over them.
Amen.
Pray over, when mom and daddy got together and the baby was made, they were practically all stem cells. And it begins to divide and work everything that needs to work. But those stem cells are so powerful in you.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for it, Lord. I wear these little patches of, and they're patches of light, and I put them right here. It's in your bone marrow, and I put it right here, and it pushes light back into my body and causes my stem cells to reproduce and come forth. And that sounds quacky. No, it didn't. No, it works. Jesus, there's a lot of ways to do it. If you want to strengthen your stem cells, I'm giving you all a science lesson here. You can have black raspberry powder. It'll cause them to go up 30%. Let's stand up. Hey, it's good to know some things. Because those things will help everything. Neurological, brain, everything. Everything in your system, it'll help.
Amen.
Well, you're winners today.
Yes, we are.
Not wieners, you're winners. Nothing's missing.
Nothing's missing.
Where's the car? Oh, yeah, you have it. Yeah. Don't let religion keep you out of what is yours. That's too much to ask for. Oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Karina, it isn't. All the way. 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 We're going all the way. sing it.
Yeah. We're going all the way.
We're going all the way.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going all the way.
Amen.
We're going to make it all the way. With everything good.
Yes.
Amen.
How long before you drive? A couple of years?
Probably like next year. March.
Okay. Well, start picking out your car.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, I wanted my horse when I was 9, but I got him when I was in 9th grade. And I didn't know anything about faith. But now I could get him by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe everything y'all prayed for, you can have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
As long as it wasn't kill somebody.
Yeah.
Or somebody else's wife. That's good right there. Ishkata sabarabarabokoso. Angelic help. Angelic help. Angelic help now. Angels on the scene. Angels on the scene for the best. For the best, for the best now, you've stood and you've proclaimed, and there's a reward for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. 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 And here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes now. Here it comes. All of that confessing, all of that believing, all of that sowing, all of that standing, coming like a flood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Can't talk in English anymore. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Somebody, you didn't come down here, but you're the small of your back. I call it healed. Right there, you're whatever. What are these? The L5? The L5 in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Healed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we